you feel guilty about your past? Let's learn how to lose the guilt today on From His Heart.
Well, what's this whole thing about the Christian life? What is it? Is it gritting your teeth and trying so hard not to sin? Is that what the Christian life is all about? Is it getting on a performance treadmill and just saying, you know, if I perform well enough before God and I try harder and harder and work more and more and go faster and faster and faster, maybe then God will accept me. Maybe then I won't feel so condemned. Maybe then that could cause God to say not guilty. No. He's already said not guilty. The moment that you put your faith and trust in Jesus, you've been declared not guilty. What's the Christian life about? It's about walking with God.
He can heal every scar with real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
It's very difficult to walk with God when you're still carrying guilt from your past. Our natural inclination is to work harder, to somehow be better, so that God will look more favorably at us. But can you really get rid of guilt once and for all? If so, how do you lay down your guilt? Is it one of those things that's easier said than done? Or has God laid out a clear plan for dealing with guilt? Of course, the answer you're going to find out today is yes, He has. This is From His Heart, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Jeff Shreve. And every day we open up God's Word and share real hope so that God can touch your life and bring you healing. Today's message is from the series A New Lease on Life, and it's entitled Not Guilty. Open your Bible now and get ready to learn how to give it over to God and forget it. Here's Pastor Jeff.
What do you do when you feel guilty? Three things to do. They start with the letter R. The first thing, remember that the judge has ruled. The judge of all the universe is God. He sits on the judge's bench and He has ruled. The moment that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you know what the judge rules? He slams his gavel and rules and says, not guilty. That's awesome, especially when you think of it from the standpoint of we were guilty and condemned, but He took all our sin and all our shame, and we're shown unfathomable grace, and we're now set free in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, I'll begin reading in verse 1. The scripture says this, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus," very important. If you're not in Christ Jesus, there is condemnation for you. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death." See, the first R, when you feel guilty, remember what the judge has ruled. Second R, recognize that the enemy is at work. The enemy is at work. You have an adversary. And his name is the devil. But what the devil will do is try and make you believe that you're still guilty, that you're still condemned. And see, you have the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside every believer who is speaking to us. And then you have the devil who speaks to us. So you have to know the difference between what the devil says and what the Holy Spirit says. Notice with me three differences concerning the enemy's work and the Lord's work. Difference number one, the devil accuses and the Holy Spirit convicts. The devil accuses, the Holy Spirit convicts. Now the Bible says in Revelation 12 verse 10, speaking of the devil, "For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night." Devil's the accuser. He will accuse you day and night before God. Accuse, 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 accuse. What does he say? "Look at you. You lied. You lusted. You cheated. You are bitter. You were rude to your wife." And he'll say all those things, accuse, accuse, accuse. Well, maybe those things are true. Oh, and the darts just come and you just, feel so terrible. Yeah, I did that. I did that. I'm so guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. That's the way the devil does. And you know what he does when he accuses? He accuses, you did this and this and this and this. You are a bum. You're a scum. You're a dirtbag. You're a loser. You make God sick. That's what the devil will say. That's how he accuses. That's how he takes the accusation. The Holy Spirit doesn't accuse. The Holy Spirit convicts. The Holy Spirit exposes. He shows you things in your life. Jeff, you lied. You need to deal with that. Jeff, you lusted and you need to deal with that. Jeff, you cheated and you need to deal with that. You say, well, that sounds like the same thing, accusing, convicting. It's the same thing. He's pointing out things that you did in your life. Here's the big difference, and it's the second big way that the devil works versus the way the Lord works. The devil accuses in order to condemn. He accuses you so he can condemn you. The Holy Spirit convicts you so he can draw you back into a relationship with the Father. He says, you did this. Jeff, you lied, and you need to confess that. You need to get that right so that you can walk again with the Father, so that there is no division in your fellowship with God. Relationship never changes. Legal standing, not guilty, never changes. But when we sin as a Christian, it breaks the fellowship with God, because you can't walk in darkness and have fellowship with the light. So you have to confess that to God. You have to get things right with God. And the Holy Spirit convicts in order to draw you back into a relationship, into the closeness, into the fellowship with the Father. The devil accuses in order to condemn you, in order to make you feel like a bum and a scum and a loser and a second-class Christian and a terrible, horrible person. Can anybody relate to that when you have sinned and blown it? Can you hear the voice of the accuser who tells you you're just terrible and horrible? Yeah, we can relate to that. And the third difference: the devil wants us guilty, and the Holy Spirit wants us sorry. The devil wants us guilty. The Holy Spirit wants us sorry. Look what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. For the sorrow that God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow without repentance, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. See, the devil wants you to feel guilty, even though not guilty. The devil wants to say, guilty, 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 feel guilty. You're not guilty before God. He's already declared you righteous, not guilty. But he wants you to feel like that. You know what the big difference with guilt versus sorrow? Guilt, when you feel guilty, it's rooted in you. It's rooted in self. It's very self-centered and self-focused. When I'm guilty, see, I did this and I feel so guilty. It's all about me. Sorrow is not rooted in self. Sorrow says, yes, I did this and I feel sorry that I hurt this person. I feel sorry that I sinned against God. It's focused on the other person. It's focused on the one that was offended by what you did. That's what sorrow, godly sorrow, leads you to repentance. It leads you to make things right. And guilt and feeling horrible about who you are as a person, as a human being, the sorrow of the world, the remorse and regret of this world that lacks repentance, leads to death. Death to all that God wants to do in your life, and oftentimes spiritual death. Judas and Peter are good examples of a man who experienced guilt and a man who experienced sorrow. Both Judas and Peter sinned terrible, terrible, horrible sins. I mean, we're familiar with those sins, right? Judas betrayed the Lord, sold him out for 30 pieces of silver, betrayed the Lord with a kiss. Jesus in the garden got a kiss from Judas, a kiss from hell, and Judas betrayed him. And then when Judas saw that they were going to put the Lord to death, he was overcome with guilt. He was overcome with worldly sorrow and regret without repentance, remorse without repentance. And what did he do? He went to the chief priest and he took those 30 pieces of silver and said, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. And he threw the money into the temple. And they said, what is that to us? See to that yourself. And what did he do? Judas, who was so overcome with guilt, so overcome with worthlessness, so overcome with just feeling terrible and horrible about himself, he was the worst man on the earth. He went out and he hung himself. I love what Adrian Rogers says about Judas. He says, trying to escape the hell within him, he hung himself and stepped into the hell before him. That was Judas. The sorrow of the world produces death. What did Peter do? Peter denied the Lord. His sin was somewhat similar to Judas's. Judas denied the Lord, betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter had an opportunity to stand up for the Lord when the Lord was being beaten, when he was being abused. When Peter told those disciples and told the Lord, hey, all may desert you. These other bums may desert you, Lord, but not me. I'm willing to go with you to prison and to death. Okay, Peter. It's time to shine. You're ready to go with me to prison or to death? And three times, Peter was given an opportunity to stand up for the Lord. And he says, I don't know him. I don't even know the man. And he cursed and he swore the last time. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know him. And the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Peter went out and wept bitterly. Ah, the Lord turned and looked at him. The look of wounded love looked at Peter. And in his heart, he was so sorry. And there was godly sorrow that produced repentance in Peter that led to salvation and deliverance. That's the difference. The devil wants you to feel guilty so that he can destroy you. The Lord wants you to feel godly sorrow. Look what you did so that he can change you, so that he can lead you to repentance, so that he can bring about deliverance in your life. Hey, what do you do when you feel guilty? Remember that the judge has ruled, not guilty. Recognize that the enemy is at work. And point number three, realize that God is your friend. Realize that God is your friend. This is such an awesome revelation for a lot of people. See, people know it in their heads that God is their friend. They sing, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. They sing that about Jesus. But they know in their head he's supposed to be my friend. They don't know that in their heart, that the Lord really is my friend. But he is. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24 says this, a man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus that he is a friend of sinners. Isn't that great? The Lord's a friend of sinners. I'm a sinner. The Lord's my friend. And the Lord wants to help you and me grow in the Christian life. He wants to help us grow. See, he's our helper. Do you see the Lord like that in your life, that he's your helper? When you're struggling with sin, do you see the Lord as your helper or do you see him as your condemner? Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's a throne of grace that God sits on. It's not a throne of judgment. It's not a throne of condemnation. See, you're not a child of wrath. Once you trust Christ, you're a child of favor. You're a child of grace. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He helps me and he wants me to grow. And he knows I have struggles with worry. He knows I have struggles with greed. He knows I have struggles with lust. He knows I have struggles with envy and jealousy and those things. There's nothing hidden from his sight. What do? We wall off from the Lord and we say, well, I guess I just better work on this myself because God's just so disgusted with me. God thinks I'm horrible. And so we wall off and the Lord says, will you please let me help you? I'm your helper. Bring those things to me and let's work on those together. He's our friend. He wants to help us grow. And he wants us to walk with him. Well, what's this whole thing about the Christian life? What is it? Is it gritting your teeth and trying so hard not to sin? Is that what the Christian life is all about? Is it getting on a performance treadmill and just saying, you know, if I perform well enough before God and I try harder and harder and work more and more and go faster and faster and faster, maybe then God will accept me. Maybe then I won't feel so condemned. Maybe then that could cause God to say not guilty. No. He's already said not guilty. The moment that you put your faith and trust in Jesus, you've been declared not guilty. What's the Christian life about? It's about walking with God. Do you remember in the Old Testament with Adam and Eve, how the Bible said God placed them in a garden and they were naked, they were not ashamed, there was no sin, and the Lord would come down in the cool of the day and he would walk with Adam and Eve? God loved that. He loved that. But now Adam and Eve sinned. And they knew they were naked and they hid themselves from God and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve didn't run to Daddy like they had before. They hid from Daddy. And God said, Adam, Adam, where are you? Because I want to walk with you. I want to have a relationship with you, boy, because I love you. God says the same thing to you and to me. He wants us to walk with him. You and I don't produce fruit. We just abide in the vine and the Lord's life begins to flow out and there's love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control when you walk with God. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says this, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, God's son, cleanses us from all sin. Don't get with Adam and hide in the bushes because you've sinned. The Lord is your friend. The Lord is your helper. He's already declared you not guilty. Now you have sin in your heart that you need to confess, you need to deal with. And the Holy Spirit is saying, this is in you. Get rid of it. Bring it to the cross. Bring it to the Lord so that it can be put out of the way and so that you can walk in the light as he is in the light. And quit hiding from God and quit pretending like everything's okay when it's not. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Is there hope for you to overcome your guilt if you're not in Christ? Pastor Jeff will share that answer with you in just a moment. Now, today you heard part two of the lesson called Not Guilty, and you can listen to part one online anytime at fromhisheart.org. And find out how to get the entire 8-message series, A New Lease on Life, as well. Call 866-40-BIBLE to get your copy of A New Lease on Life. That's 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. When you're online, we would appreciate you considering a gift to help support From His Heart this month. As you know, we are a listener-supported ministry, and we are very thankful that God has touched the hearts of so many throughout the years to help us build this into a broadcast ministry that's reaching the world. But we need to continue to expand this ministry because we live in a big, dark world. So thank you for your gift of any amount this month. And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Jeff's brand new series, The Greatest of These is Love. 5 messages that will help you recalibrate your definition of love to be more in line with what God intended for it to be. To get yours on CD, DVD, USB flash drive, or an immediate MP3 download, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org and request it by name. Please know that we are so thankful that you've chosen to invest in kingdom work through From His Heart. Now let's get back to the conclusion of this powerful and timeless message today entitled, Not Guilty.
No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's the big question. Are you in Christ Jesus? See, if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior and Lord, you've never given your heart, you've never really surrendered your life, maybe you've prayed a prayer, you've whispered a prayer through the keyhole because somebody told you, hey, there's this magic prayer that if you just pray and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, come into my life and save me, that you'll be saved. The only way you get saved is not by whispering a prayer through the keyhole. It's by opening the door of your heart and receiving Christ, giving your life to Him. When you give your life to Him, He gives His life to you. That's how you're saved. Listen, if you're sitting here today and you're not certain that you are in Christ, not guilty doesn't apply to you. If you've never received Christ, I can't tell you that the judge of all the universe has said not guilty. Because if you haven't received Jesus, you are guilty. And if you don't receive Jesus, you will one day stand before God at the judgment, the great white throne judgment. And He'll open a book that's the book of all your sins and all your deeds and all the transgressions that you've ever committed, and you'll be judged according to the things that are written in that book. Because see, here you were, and you never ever put your sins on Jesus. You never believed on Him. So you'll die and have to stand before the judge. Not in His righteousness, not in the Lord's righteousness, because you rejected that. You'll stand in your own filth and you'll be judged. And God doesn't want that. Let me share one thing before we close. There are two mountains in the Bible that are so very important. In the Old Testament, there was a mountain called Sinai. It was the mountain that Moses went up and received the Ten Commandments. It's the mountain of law. There's a mountain in the New Testament called Calvary. That's where Jesus went up and took all your sin and guilt and shame and all your penalty and paid for it all on the cross. Hey, when you sin, when you blow it, there's a strong tendency in all of us to go to Mount Sinai and to be penalized by the law that says you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty. Look what you did. And so many of us live our lives at Mount Sinai, just feeling terrible about all the things that we've committed. And God says, hey, quit going to Mount Sinai. The law wasn't given to save you. The law was given to be your tutor, to lead you to Mount Calvary, to lead you to Christ. And I want to invite you today to come to Calvary. Some of you who have never been saved, come today to Calvary and receive God's grace and His mercy and His forgiveness. And you, Christian, who are living in guilt, quit going to Mount Sinai. You come to Calvary anew and afresh and experience the Lord's grace. For mercy there is great and grace is free.
Are you in Christ? Jesus at Calvary paid the price for your sin and guilt, and He invites you today to receive life from Him. If you'd like to do that right now, pray something like this. Father in heaven, You sent Jesus to die for me. Jesus, I believe that You're the Son of God, that You died for all my sin, guilt, and shame, and that God raised You from the grave, from death to life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sin. Save me. Change me. I trust You to save me, Lord, and I thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed a prayer like that, if you meant that from your sincere heart, we welcome you into the family of God. We encourage you to find a Christ-honoring church in your area and tell them that you've just become a Christian, and we'd really like to know that as well. We hope you'll go to our website, click the Contact Us tab, and write Pastor Jeff a letter. He'll be so encouraged. And also visit the Why Jesus link online to help you get started in your Christian journey. Well, time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you so very much for listening, and we trust that this not guilty message and the series A New Lease on Life have been blessings in your life, and hope you'll join us again next time when Pastor Jeff will again open God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.